going on, everyone? I'm John Chenow, and welcome to episode one of the Bitcoin Path podcast. This is a show where we have casual conversations about Bitcoin and self-sovereignty and how this new magic internet money is changing the world and changing ourselves at the same time. While most of the shows are going to be more of an interview and conversational format with other people, once in a while I might just share some of my own perspective or some aspect of my own journey. In this episode, I just grab my phone and go for a walk and speak from the heart about why I'm working on this project and why I think Bitcoin is so important. It's primarily addressed to my friends and my family, but I also have in mind anyone else who's coming through the bitcoinpath.com and wants to learn a little bit more about me. Before we get into that, I do want to tell you about a really cool opportunity coming up. For those of you who want to accelerate your understanding of Bitcoin with some of the most well-respected educators in the space, this is going to be an interactive deep dive event. It's all online, and it's going to be December 12th and 13th. There are going to be six speakers. The speakers are Dan Held, Robert Breedlove, Gigi, Max Hillebrand, Eric Kaysen, and John Vallis. There are 15 interactive seats. These are for people who want to come and engage with the speakers and interact with their own comments and questions and bring them to the workshops. And then there will be 100 observer seats for people who just want to tune in and watch all the conversations unfold and get the outsider's perspective, hence the name observer seats. This is a great opportunity for just taking an immersive approach, just dedicating 2 days to dive as far into the rabbit hole as possible and learn about Bitcoin and its ramifications from first principles, all condensed into 2 days. If you're interested in learning more about that, you can register at interactivedeepdive.com or just check it out. And you can also find it on our events page at the website, thebitcoinpath.com. So with that, enjoy episode one.
What is up, you guys? And welcome to the first ever episode of the Bitcoin Path podcast. This is our inaugural episode. Just wanted to do a quick introduction to myself and this little project. Walking around beautiful Chicago right now, and yeah, I just thought I'd share a little bit about what's going on. So I'm going to be recording some very in-depth conversations with some of the top educators in the Bitcoin community. The reason I'm doing this is primarily, if I'm going to be completely honest, to try to communicate to my close friends and family the gravity of the situation. There are a lot of amazing free podcasts out there. There's so much great content out in the internet, interwebs. And it's also overwhelming to know, like, where to send people to. And I'm really grateful to have that, all those resources, the blogs, the audiobooks, the podcasts, the videos, everything. It's so great. But to me, this situation has affected me so deeply that I want to devote my life's work really to educating other people about this about Bitcoin. And really where I want to start is just reaching out to my friends and my family, people that are within my social network. It's not that big, but, and for anyone who wants to listen, I figure that, that might be a little more likely to listen to an interview with me and some of these individuals than they would if I just blasted, an audiobook or a podcast out to everyone that I know. So selfishly from my own personal benefit and in terms of growing my own knowledge, that's definitely one reason, but also reaching out to my sphere of influence, offering them an on-ramp to Bitcoin knowledge, and true deeper understanding of why Bitcoin's important, and kind of going into lifting up the stone, so to speak, of what's going on in the current financial system, and how it's affecting pretty much every other aspect of our lives. Last year, I think it was around this time when I first read The Creature from Jekyll Island. And if you haven't heard of that book or you haven't read it, I highly recommend that you put it on your list. And please just give it a listen. There's another, shorter, abridged version that another man wrote. I can't remember the name of it right now, but I'll try to put it in the show notes. And reading this book, it was an emotional experience because it highlighted some of the deep, dark secrets behind, well, they're not really secrets. They're publicly known facts, about how our money system works. Right. And it's pretty ugly. It just brings out one thing after another, that one depressing fact after another, showing the vicious cycles of depression followed by bailouts, and just consolidating more and more of the country's resources. The issuance of debt, the constant reliance on these central banks in order for the government to even exist and operate in the way that it does. And for many businesses, that are currently surviving and operating in this world, without any profits, without offering any true value to people, they're able to exist and persist with the current system. So without going too much into detail on all of those things, I was reading this book and just being perplexed at the deep seated issues, around our money and how it's affecting and pervading through our society. And to be honest, it was kind of depressing. I could not, it was a bleak situation where I was like, holy shit, this is all a lie. What the hell do we do? Like, there's no way to get out of it. And at the time I had known about Bitcoin and I dabbled in Bitcoin. I knew that it was a really awesome technology and it was amazing new money, but I didn't quite understand it. I had been listening to podcasts here and there and, reading a couple blogs, and I knew that I was all for it. Like, I was definitely for it, but I didn't really comprehend the gravity of the situation, I guess. And so then I, after reading The Creature from Jekyll Island, I then read The Bitcoin Standard by Saifedean Ammous. And I'll put these books in the show notes so you guys are able to reference them. And what The Bitcoin Standard did was it gave me hope. It gave me, it helped me to realize that there is a very real and practical solution to the problems that we're facing in our in the monetary realm, and there are, and the more I dug into this community and this really, yeah, it's a global community, and the ideas that are being explored and the implications of the technology, the more I became enthralled and just excited that there is a way out. There is a way out of the system that is enslaving and just ruining so many things about our world. And that might seem like a very powerful, or it might seem like a very hyperbolic statement. I think that's, or parabolic. I don't know. It might seem very, I'm struggling with the right words here. It might seem very extreme, right? It might seem like a very extreme thing to say that Bitcoin it could solve all these big problems. But the more you understand Bitcoin, the more you realize that no, this is a possibility, and this is what Bitcoin was created to do. And every day that it functions and grows and expands, the more secure it becomes, and the more likely it is to dismantle and wreak havoc on the existing system. And so that is what this podcast is about. I'd like to really, I can't force anyone to listen to these ideas or to, you know, sit down and hear me out. All I can really do is provide an avenue in which people who are interested can come and listen to it. And that's what I hope to do with this podcast, is to just, you know, make a little resource for my friends and family and anyone else who wants to listen, who connects particularly well with my way of questioning and my way of, you know, learning and seeking knowledge, to explore some of these ideas. And I, after just recording an episode with Max Hillebrand, who will be episode number 2, I'm just so excited to be able to do this, to be able to offer this type of knowledge, you know, these conversations to anyone who wants to listen to them, to be able to broadcast them across across the world. And it could be that, you know, maybe only 5 people listen, and find it interesting. But to me, that's worth it, because understanding, sitting down and talking with Max and many others to come, it is just reinstating my confidence and my, well, not necessarily my confidence, but my conviction that Bitcoin does have properties that are completely unique and able to help an extremely large amount of people if these people will come and seek the knowledge that's necessary to exert their freedom through the network. And to sum it up, that's really what this is all about to me. I've always been a freedom lover. Ever since I was a little kid, I to me, it made sense. Like any kind of rule that didn't match up to, that didn't make sense to me, I just had no desire to follow. That's why school was always such a problem for me. Freedom was always such an important part of my life. And I now see that, in order for us to live and have any kind of meaningful and, ethical world or life, freedom is just the basic, starting point that we need. And I know that's a very broad thing to say. Hopefully it'll be fleshed out in more of the episodes to come. But if all that to say, I see Bitcoin as the primary, the most, promising technology and project that is securing individual freedom in our world today. And so if you understand that then you understand why, you know, I am so obsessed with it, and why I would like for other people to come and listen and see if there are ideas that they align with, and it may be impactful for their own life. I'm speaking to you as just a fellow human being. I don't see myself as more knowledgeable or more special in some way, or more, better than anyone else. Because of this, I really am on this journey of seeking knowledge and learning and growing myself. That's what it is. It's a process and it's a path. That's why I'm calling this podcast the Bitcoin Path. Because it's a journey that everyone has to take on their own. The very nature of this technology, very nature of Bitcoin, requires that individuals interact with it on a one-to-one basis. If they wish to participate in the network, if we wish to participate in the network, it is up to us to gain the knowledge necessary to participate and interact with other individuals who are participating. So that is it's extremely exciting, that this is something that we can spend time with. And, I'm just thrilled to be able to talk to some of these people to present our conversations to you guys, and hopefully it'll spark your interest. If not, that's okay. Go back, maybe come back another time when you're ready, or when you are interested. Like I said, I'm not forcing this down anyone's throats. Just putting this out here so that anyone who's out there can come in and listen. I hope you do. I hope you can, join me on this journey and this adventure into a better, a better, freer world. So with that, I will leave you and enjoy the rest of the episodes. Peace and love.